a creek that only flows when it rains.
That's a dry bed creek.
Okay. And in the desert, of course, we have larger areas where the rainwater flows down, and those are called...
The desert we do?
Yeah, like up on the in the foothills in the mountains, there will be a place that, you know, people will build their homes on hills. Uh-huh. And then the place between the hills...
Arroyo. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. In a clearing in a forest, there's a grassy area and some flowers. That's called...
A meadow.
Mm-hmm. And a place where children can play in the city is called...
Park.
A, mm-hmm. Now, what do you think of when I say park? What does that make you think of?
Well, when I was growing up, when you said park, I always thought of Washington Park, because when we were, before we moved here, we would come and see my grandmother, and that was the only park in El Paso.
Mm-hmm.
Now there are many parks, but it could be a place for a picnic, a place for baseball, a place for soccer,
mm-hmm.
just a place for children to play.
Okay. And a basin. What is a basin in geographical terms?
A basin is a low place in the terrain, and it might catch water.
Okay. An alligator lives where? In what kind of?
Swamp.
Mm-hmm. And a flat-topped hill in the desert is a?
Mesa.
Mm-hmm. And on the edge of a mesa, it drops off. That's called a?
Cliff.
Mm-hmm. Several of those would be. The plural of cliff is?
Cliffs.
Mm-hmm. And the place where the irrigation water collects is called what? Where they collect irrigation water before they let it flow?
We call it the irrigation ditch.
Well, but the irrigation
reservoir?
Ditch is... Would you call it reservoir?
Well, that's a holding place.
Yeah.
I don't know mm-hmm. what you have in mm-hmm. mind, but...
Yeah, the holding place. The place where they hold water before they let it go down.
Yeah, that would be the reservoir or the dam.
Okay. People keep goldfish outside in their backyards in what kind of?
Fish pond.
Mm-hmm. Do you happen to know the name for a ditch along an upgraded road? So something that the water drains off the road?
Bar ditch is what we call.
A bar ditch?
Mm-hmm. On the, like on the sides of a highway?
Okay.
We call that the bar ditch. I think everybody calls that the bar
okay.
ditch.
Okay. Let's see, soil that's not good for planting is?
Clay.
What's that really hard stuff that you
can't? Clay.
Mm-hmm. And good soil is what?
Topsoil. I don't know what else. Topsoil, I guess. And
or like good soil for farming would be?
Fertile.
Okay. And the place in neighborhoods where there's like a strip of cement in front of all the houses, let's say?
Driveway?
No, well, the place where people can walk is...
Oh, sidewalk. Mm-hmm. We don't have those.
I know.
Your parents have them where they live, but mm-hmm. not your grandma.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We'll never have sidewalks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I never had a sidewalk growing up. In my old neighborhood, we didn't have them.
Where was your old neighborhood?
In the Crestmont area.
Uh-huh.
And they had them on some neighborhood, some streets.
What
but
grade school did you go to?
The grade school was LBJ.
Well, I taught there for 7 years.
When?
When it first opened, we had a brand new school. Moorhead, I taught at Moorhead, and then when they made Moorhead the intermediate, we walked our children down the hill into the brand new school.
Mm, how neat. Yeah.
Who were some of your teachers?
Let's see. Miss was my seventh grade teacher.
Seven or second?
Second, sorry, second.
Yeah, because I taught right across the hall from Dottie.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Was Helen there? Helen.
When did you teach? Because I went to school in 77. I mean, that was 77 when I was in Miss class.
It was probably there.
And then West was my third grade teacher.
Yes, she was across the hall too, right next door to